A long, long time ago, Pittsburgh's north side was its own city, the city of Allegheny. And as a distinct and independent city, it had its own neighborhoods. And even though the north side has been part of the city of Pittsburgh for a long, long time, the neighborhoods still remain as distinct places full of character and grit and individual personality. One North Side is a program that helps to celebrate the differences across North Side neighborhoods, but also bring them together. And one project of One North Side is a traveling block party program. And Ben Soltes is here to talk about the very first of these block parties that's going to be taking place tomorrow. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Larry. How you doing?
Good. It's nice to talk with you on the radio. And you've been working on this. I remember when the idea came up. It's probably been over a year. And it's actually going to happen. You've got to be really proud of this.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's finally come to fruition. So we're pretty excited. What's happening is the first of five events that we have planned this year, this summer, is happening right up in my own neighborhood up here in Spring Hill.
And Spring Hill, if folks may be wondering where Spring Hill is. Most folks know the north side. You think of PNC Park, maybe the Children's Museum in Hines Field. Where else is what other neighborhoods are on the north side? How would you best describe how to get to Spring Hill for the uninitiated?
So Spring Hill is kind of, it's right behind Troy Hill. So you've got Troy Hill, which everybody knows because you got Penn Brewery at the base of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the great church with all the relics. And then, you know, below Troy Hill is Spring Garden. And then behind that is Spring Hill.
Yes, and it's a beautiful area, some gorgeous views of the city from up on Spring Hill, and some really great activities that are going to be taking place tomorrow with everything free, too. What's going to be on tap? It all gets underway at 4.
Starts at 4? Yeah, we have I'm part of the Spring Hill Civic League. I'm vice president of that neighborhood organization, and we own a lot that used to be an orphanage a long, long time ago. And it's a big, empty lot on a street that's right up from the Spring Hill Elementary School. And in that lot, we're going to bring up a stage and going to have a couple bands. We're going to have a couple food trucks up there. And then we have a lot of great Pittsburgh organizations that have partnered with us to work with this event. And, you know, we're going to have Saturday Light Brigade folks are going to be up there collecting stories, which we're very excited about. So we appreciate that. We thank you for that. We're going to have Pittsburgh Center for Creative Reuse. Artist Image Resources is going to be up there doing some art. The Mattress Factory. The nice folks at the Allegheny City Historic Gallery are going to be up there with some photos of the neighborhood.
And Brewers Row, I know, Pappy Homan and the gang are going to be performing, which will be nice. And then a group called the Get Down Gang also
yep.
will be on stage.
The three bands that are playing, they all have ties to the neighborhood. So that's the other thing that's kind of exciting about it. Brewers Row is, which I think you know those guys, they're a great family band. And the singer of that band lives just up the street from me. So each of those three bands has somebody that lives in the neighborhood.
And who's the other band? I knew Brewers Row and the Get Down Gang. There's a third band, too?
Delicious Pastries.
Ah.
Yeah, they're kind of like a neo-psychedelic band. And one of the guys in that band, he lives literally like across the street from where we're doing the event. So he's very excited. Everybody who's playing is real excited to play and have something that happened like this in our neighborhood. We're kind of a, you know, what they say, call a bedroom community. So not too often are there events like this, or it's been a long time that anything's really happened like this up here. So everybody's really excited about it. One of the other people that are helping out to do something is called Little House Big Art. And I don't know if you're familiar with that. It's a little house over on Hassett Street in our neighborhood that a girl named Elizabeth, she owns the house next door. She lives in it, and she has this little art studio in this little house that is the second house that she owns, and she does art programs for kids.
No, I did not know about that. And also, we should mention the Deutschtown Music Festival is a sponsor to help make the event take place tomorrow, too.
Yeah, they are. I help organize that, too. So I'm a little crazy, I guess. But these are just kind of things in addition to a full-time job and raising kids that that I do for fun, I guess you could say.
Well, it should be great. I was laughing about delicious pastries because I saw that on the flyer, and I was thinking, oh, good, they're going to have nice desserts. And then I saw it again and again and again, and I said, this has to, there's more to this than I understand. So it sounds like a great afternoon. I have a feeling the weather's going to hold up. Based on the forecast, the rain is supposed to subside a little bit, so we'll keep our fingers crossed. But it'll happen, rain or shine.
Rain or shine, we got a bunch of tents to maybe keep you dry. And the newest development is I bought 200 little ponchos that we're going to distribute. So get out here, and there's going to be a lot of fun, regardless of what happens with the weather.
Well, sounds good. Well, it's all happening tomorrow, May 1st, from 4 to 7, on the 1st of May. And we've put a link to the page on our Facebook page. So folks, if you have trouble writing anything down, I'll just go to slbradio.org, click the link, and you'll get to the first One North Side Block Party tomorrow. Anything else to mention, Ben?
No, that's. I really appreciate it. We're looking forward to it, and we hope that everybody can make it up here to this great neighborhood, Spring Hill.
Sounds good. We hope to see you there tomorrow, and we hope to see you there, too, at the One North Side Block Party.